With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden welcomed leaders from countries across the Americas to an economic summit. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During a White House meeting with officials from a dozen countries across the Western Hemisphere, the president pledged to increase U.S. investment in the region.
To harness the incredible economic potential of the Americas and to make the Western Hemisphere the most economically competitive region in the world.
He did not specifically mention China in his opening remarks, but the White House is trying to counter Beijing's influence in the Americas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel warned it was on high alert on its border with Lebanon, as fears grew that the conflict that began with the Hamas rampage in Israel could widen. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu also ruling out a temporary ceasefire in Gaza until some 240 hostages are released by the terrorist. Also at SRNnews.com, the nation's employers slowed their hiring in October, adding a modest 150,000 jobs. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network the October figure is the beginning of a downward trend.
We have data from private payroll companies, data from the regional Federal Reserve banks, and all of those different data points are showing us that things are trending down.
And Tony says the labor market not as strong as the Biden administration would have Americans believe.
You literally had hundreds of thousands of jobs that we initially thought we had from previous months, which were simply revised away.
The unemployment rate last month rising from 3.8 to 3.9%. And daylight saving time ends this weekend. Turn your clocks back 1 hour on Saturday night before bedtime as we return to standard time. This is SRN News. A warning from Finland.
Dr. Ritarkatu Kaltiala, a psychiatrist who pioneered transgender treatments for children in her country, says the U.S. medical establishment needs to learn from the mistakes of Europe. She says puberty-blocking drugs and sex change operations have ruined the lives of a lot of kids in Finland and elsewhere, and experts now advising against them. As the U.S. charges ahead, Kaltiala warns, quote, medicine is not immune to dangerous groupthink that results in patient harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
If Ohio's abortion amendment passes on Tuesday, big money may be much of the reason. Pro-abortion groups from outside the state have shoveled more than $30 million into pro-amendment campaign. On the other side, pro-life forces have only managed to muster around $10 million. If the amendment passes, abortion will become part of the state constitution. This is SRN News. Federal agents have searched the home of a top fundraiser for New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Agents raided the Brooklyn home of Brianna Suggs, a fundraiser and longtime confidant to Mayor Adams, who abruptly ditched a planned White House meeting and flew home from Washington. A spokesperson for the FBI confirmed that a court-authorized law enforcement action had been carried out. Neighbors said several people, some wearing FBI windbreakers, were seen entering Suggs' home. An attorney for the Adams campaign said the mayor was not contacted by authorities, that his campaign operates with the highest standards, and that it will comply with any inquiries. I'm Norman Hall.
After nearly three decades, Jeff Bezos is leaving Seattle. In an Instagram post, the Amazon founder announced plans to return to Miami, where he spent his high school years, and also to be closer to his parents. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.